Well, everyone, welcome to another episode of the Reading Corner. Might not be your cup of tea because it's another one of political books. But quite honestly, the roster of my reading shelf is, I could say, about just over a third are political books. Another third are theology books. And the other third are a mix of fiction, nonfiction, and graphic novels. Yes, I'm going to do a graphic novel Reading Corner episode. It's overdue, but it's definitely going to come, okay? Probably for November, just an FYI. Okay, so this book could very well be an audio version of the book. That's how quickly we can breeze right through this book. But I just got to tell you the praise this book has received, because it's a remarkable book. If you're familiar with Ben Shapiro, who's a New York Times bestseller, he said this book is thorough because it's a very well thought out research book. Michelle Malkin, also another New York Times bestselling author, she said Michael Knowles perfectly documents what's inside the minds of Democrats, a real page turner. Dennis Prager, another New York Times bestseller, he said he read it twice. John Matera, yet another bestselling author, said brilliantly argued. You will not find a more enlightened defense of liberalism ever. Guy Benson, author of End of Discussion, he said, insightful yet remarkably easy reading. So this is a lot of big stuff. It's very well thoroughly thought out and still easy enough for us to read. Katie Pavlich, another New York Times bestselling author, she says, the most efficient way to learn about the issues the Democrats really care about. This is a must read. Another one, Andrew Klavan, another New York Times bestseller, said the reasons to vote for Democrats can be subtle and complex, but Knowles boils them down to the essence. So who is this author, Michael J. Knowles? He holds a BA in history from Yale University. His research focuses on electoral politics, contemporary American culture, and the history of political parties in the United States. His book is called Reasons to Vote for Democrats, a comprehensive guide. Even my daughter understood this book. This book covers issues of Democrat side, such as economics, foreign policy, civil rights, education, homeland security, energy, jobs, crime, immigration, values and principles, and the bibliography. So, it's thoroughly thought out. Even my daughter understood it, and it was impressive. So, as a matter of fact, this is one that I actually want to read to you. So, there's the page, Vote for Democrats, and I'll just flip through it. It's a blank book. And everything I just spelled out for you, which is economics, foreign policy, and all that, those are all the chapters. So, that's 10 chapters, and economic reasons to vote for Democrats, there's no reason. Foreign policy, no reason. Civil rights, no reason. Education, no reasons. Homeland security, no reason. Energy, jobs, crime, immigration, values and principles, no reasons. This book is a recent book, okay? It was published on... Yes, there's some text in here, okay? This was published in 2017. Thaddeus, I have written my work not as an essay, which is to win the applause of the moment, but as a possession for all time. So in other words, for people to remember it, he does put a bibliography in the back, which leads you to the issues. The issues that he disagrees with, their position on, which lends to the reason that's not a reason to vote for them. Of course, this is a political satire that isn't satire anymore. Because what many people fail to understand, which is why to me it's not a joke, 2016, the party platform. Every election cycle, you hear about the national conventions. There's the Republican National Convention, the Democrat National Convention, which is the first one. The Democrat National Convention is usually a month before the Republican one. And there, that's where they announce the nominee for their pick for president, which both parties do. We're not a two-party system, but we pretty much behave like one. So we have two parties. And for the longest time, the media has said that the conservatives are hijacking the Republican Party. And then they said that the Republicans are kicking out the conservatives from the Republican Party. I don't even know why anybody gives them any attention for this, because they're wrong on either count. But the conservatives are a small percentage of the Republican Party, that's for sure. The Democrats, on the other hand, have denied that their leaders have been taking a more left, more left, more left, venturing on, basically not seeing any different than any, not just previous, but also modern Communist Party. Because the Marxist ideologies have taken over. The very thing that Joseph McCarthy, Senator Joseph McCarthy, warned about when he did his Red Scare, back when everybody said he was witch hunting, he was proven right. History proved him right. Because in 2016, when Hillary Clinton was the one that was the nominee for the Democrat Party, the Democrat National Committee updated the platform. They announced what the party stands for. And that's big, because they make it their, when they say their platform, that means that's their values, their principles. And they lay them all out. This book came out 1 year after, which again, of course, political satire, which is why I don't find it funny. Because in 2016, that's when the Democrats, they announced what the values and the principles are that their party stands for. That's, they make it their platform. They make it like, this is what we defend. They unapologetically put abortion as one of their platforms. Highly valued. Which is incredible, because no party's ever done that before. But they did. Unapologetically, proudly, in the Oscars, the 2020, Michelle Williams won an Academy Award for Best Actress or Best Supporting Actress, I forget. And on her acceptance speech, she thanked her abortions for why she was able to get that golden statue. I am not taking her out of context. That's a direct paraphrase of what she said. This party has ventured in that direction. For which is why, like I said, this is not, this book, it's not satire anymore. They have become a party that have identified themselves to extremes, and today have gone way left. That they are Marxists. Unapologetically so. And 2020, they've gone even more so than 2016. So, the book, Reasons to Vote for Democrats, there is no reason. Rings true now, because it's not a joke anymore. Sadly. I still vote when it comes to local and state. There are still some what are considered conservative Democrats. I don't want to say old-fashioned Democrats, because the Democrat Party was the party of racism. I don't know when, supposedly, it switched to the Republicans were, because the Republicans are the ones that got the Emancipation Proclamation. They're the ones that that pushed through civil rights, the Civil Rights Act of 1964. They're the ones that fought against Jim Crow laws. It was the Democrats that put Jim Crow laws in place, because as a response to the Emancipation Proclamation, they're the ones that didn't want the Negroes involved in any of the day-to-day. They're the ones that put segregation and Jim Crow laws in the Old South. So that's always been them. They're the champions of affirmative action, where in other words, separation of the races, segregation and all that. They still do that. They still champion it. They just now turn the terminology to mean that, oh, now it's safe space for you colors. It's like you Latinos can be among yourselves now. As a safe space to be away from the white people. It's like, huh? What the hell are you talking about? And the black people. No, you guys are in your own safe space. It's like, the woke have become the racists. They say the same thing. They act the same way. They just think you're doing it for your own good now. That's the same excuses the racists did and said back then. That was the Democrat Party. So when I don't want to use the whole old Democrats, because that's not what I'm talking about. So the local Democrats that I do support are conservative Democrats. We might disagree on a social level, but they haven't gone to the extreme that the entire platform has gone. So yeah, I vote for Democrats, unapologetically so. Tom Daley, Tom Tate, Steve Faisal, And oh my goodness, what's his other name? This mind slips, but I'm gonna remember when I check out the ballot. So, yeah, I've supported them numerous times, and I've communicated with them, especially this year. I've communicated with my local representative, who's a Democrat, and they responded. So that makes me happy. The state senate level, it's a different story, but I'm glad that for the most part, everything checks out where I stand, and they defended our rights and interests here in the area, so that's why they also get my support. And that's how it should be. It's not like that anymore at all at the national level. They've only taken the big issues, and supposedly that's what they stand for, and they have gone to such an extreme that it's just impossible to say what. The last great Democrat that I wish would have ran for president, because you would have had my vote in a heartbeat, was former Senator of Georgia, Zell Miller. That retired Marine and a fiery man, great speaker. He was just a man. He was miles ahead of any Republican that came after for nominee. Even the Republican Party wanted to draft him in, so to speak, to the Republican Party. He said, "Nope, I'm gonna be a Democratic. I'm gonna die a Democrat." I said, "Okay." So if he ever ran for president, I totally would have voted for him. But he said he was done with politics because of how nasty it was getting. This was 2004, folks. 2004. You don't recognize that same Democrat Party anymore. So yeah, that's the long and short of all this. The book, it's some people don't want to spend money on a blank book, but to me, it was a pretty good investment. And also much to Ben Shapiro's courage, because Ben Shapiro spent hours, days writing his books, and Michael Knowles wrote this in like in 5 minutes and made more money. The jokes. Anyway, that's it for this latest episode of the Reading Corner. Thank you so much for watching this one, and I'll see you on the next one.